You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Hey, the show's about to start. I just need to ask you a massive favor. Please go to twitch.tv/soccercooligans and hit that follow button. It would be tremendous. Does Christian know I'm doing an ad before the show starts? Absolutely not. Is he going to be upset about it? Oh, yeah. But he won't be upset if he sees a bunch of followers on our Twitch account. So just go to twitch.tv/soccercooligans and hit that follow button. And I'm going to start playing the show now. And I bet you right when the show starts is when Christian texts me.
What's going on, guys? Ellie from Copper 9 here. You might not know who I am, but you've got nothing better to do. So watch with Soccer Cooligans talking all things football, politics, music, culture. Swipe up, click the link.
That'll do. That'll perfect.
Hi, Bobby!
Let's go.
Okay, this is the Super Prem Show. What is okay?
Now you already know a Twitche just went Super Twitche. Okay. Let's go.
This is Super Twitche. Bienvenidos. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another Prem Show. My name is Christian Polanco.
I am Alexis Guerrero.
All right. We are your favorite stand-up comedians that host the funniest soccer show right here on Twitch every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern time.
Come and get it. It just happens. So it just so happens to also be the gulliest right here on Twitch.com. Twitch.com. My bad. At 6 p.m. Eastern.
Twitch.
So it's like one of those really good toilets. Twitch.
Like, oh, what is this? Is this Australian?
Damn, it took everything.
It twitches the other way. This is pretty dope.
We're below the equator and all that. You know what I mean? The twitch goes different.
What is good, everybody? Thank you so much for joining us. If you're listening to this show, if you're right here live on Twitch, we appreciate you. Obviously, the news, las noticias, okay?
We haven't said anything about the European Super League. And in that time, it died.
We were like, okay, well, we got to wait till our show and whatever. We've been throwing out some jokes here on IG and on Twitter. And we were like, okay, it's going to boil up and it's going to be a perfect time. In 2 days, we'll talk about it. And it collapsed, okay? The empire, Rome, wasn't built in a day, but it collapsed in one, okay?
Yeah. Let me tell you something. As hard as that news came in is how fast people were like, all right, peace, we made a boo-boo.
All right, look, and if you have been living under a rock.
Justin Freeberg said MILF was too hot for Europe.
Okay, if we were the executives, it would be a little bit different, all right? We
would have operated. Everyone gets a taste.
Okay, you know what I mean? Major international league football would be thriving right now, okay? Uh-huh.
I think it could still happen. I think just they got to tinker with it a little bit. I mean, I've never in my time watching soccer have experienced the absolute vitriol that immediate and universal. No one like this.
Yes. And just in case anybody, again, is living under a rock, does not know what we're talking about.
Who are you explaining this to?
You never know. Like, there's people that walk in and they're like,
who watches and or listens to us that doesn't know what the European Super League happened to have been?
Who knows? This might help one person, but at least I feel good about helping that one person. The European Super League, it was an idea. 12 teams got involved and said, we're going to break away from our domestic league and play every year in a full Champions League, but it's just us. It's not going to be
15 of us can't go nowhere. Yeah. Five can all come in every year.
Correct. It came in with the PowerPoint presentation was not good. All right. They didn't give a very strong pitch, but
they didn't read the room. You know what I mean?
They got on board. They were like, all right. All these clubs were like, all right. And they put out statements. Everybody's like, all right, we're all joining this European Super League. It's going to be starting next year. It's happening. And, you know, this was just a rumor. We talked about this a couple months ago. It was rumored. I did not think this news would come out. When did it come out? It came out like Sunday night, middle of the night.
They dropped this at like 12:30 p.m.
Yeah, a.m. you mean. P.M. is like a reasonable time.
No, that would be reasonable. How dare you, dude?
I'm not eating my lunch. Okay. I'm still drunk from last night. What are you doing? Don't dare you.
I'm trying to find out where my pants are and whose car this is I woke up in. And you out here dropping Super League?
Oh, my goodness.
Apparently, I had a Super Leak, okay? And now I need new underwear.
Green Acres, thank you so much for the follow. We still got a...
Green Acres.
M. Sprope just said hello. My dog is screaming in the back because he hates the European Super League. Okay. He's losing his mind.
Just the remix said, Alexis didn't even get time to pitch any of his quote-unquote legal ideas to the Super League. I'm like, we going to close shop? Or your boy got some ideas.
Apologies for the dog. He is really, he's really
so going, we don't need a nutmeg, Cam. We got a nutmeg mic, folks.
So he just got neutered recently, and he's been having some outbursts. And
so did Ed Woodward.
All right. So apologies. Look, he has to give his opinion as well.
Less Meg, said Board Martin.
So obviously they put out this news, and I mean the reaction. I mean it was absolutely wild. Where do we even begin? Not only people on social media just absolutely battering their clubs for.
Can
being
I just
involved.
Say something? I'm by the way, Christian and I both are in agreement that this was horrible for the sport of soccer, for the tradition of soccer. It should not have gone forward. We're both very happy it didn't go forward. It's just such a shame that I'm glad my team had nothing to do with it. You know what I mean? Shouts to Arsenal for being dragged into that their own will.
It was the peer pressure from the Spanish. That's what it was.
honestly, Fiorentina, what's the homie? Fiorentina Perez.
Yeah.
Yo, homie, you put the pressure on us, and I didn't like it. It's a bad after-school special. We didn't inhale, okay? We just held it in our hand for the photo. It ain't mine, Mom.
Crimson Pizza just said... Nutmeg's nuts were around longer than the ESL. Very much. Okay. Nutmeg's nuts have a deeper history and culture and tradition.
Robert from LA said, don't forget Jose Mourinho will go down in history as the only Super League manager to get fired. That is absolutely true. But let's just say we both are on the same page. This is horrific. We don't agree with it. We're glad it's not going to happen. That said, we've been talking about this for 12 months. Why was everyone so surprised?
I think people expected it to be eased in. You know what I mean? Not just...
just rammed it in the wrong hole, dude.
Okay. But we consent. We wanted consent. That's really what it is.
This milk was red hot and ready to go.
They did not handle this properly at all. I mean, look, it really felt like the this is the reaction, especially from the UEFA executives, from Gianni Infantino, and they were all like, these guys were having these secret meetings behind us, and they were sitting in meetings with us, plotting behind. I mean, like, whoa, the drama. This was...
Someone, who was it? The guy from UEFA, was it? That wasn't Gianni Infantino. Someone called them snakes.
Yeah, dude. This is
good. Dude, there was like, this went to all-out war. Here's the problem I have. The fans want the sport to stay the way it is, and I'm with them. But all of a sudden, we've painted FIFA and UEFA as the good guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Their ineptitude is the reason this happened.
Okay, is it ineptitude or is it a calculated decision to just keep the money in a, centralized? Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't know if it's ineptitude.
No, it's ineptitude because they couldn't... Look, the bigger... The Germans did it well. They realized, look, some of our clubs are going to be bigger. That's probably better for us anyway because it puts us in other competitions such as Champions League. They deserve a lot of the money, but we should also force them to share some of that money with the lower divisions so that they're not getting left behind completely. Look, you need some Was Burnsley invited? Why wasn't Burnsley invited?
That's why it's rigged, bro.
Yeah, bro. They don't even want the real clubs that people are absolutely fans of, like Burnsley.
LCAB also said MILF got shafted, which is which is a shame.
LCAB said Young Boys didn't like MILF. Oh, God okay, damn it.
Get the glossary up just in case.
Let everyone know we're talking about Major International League football here. But my point is, like, there should have been a way to appease the bigger clubs, but also share some of that money down the line. Dude, when we had Kevin Payne on our show, who was, you know, no one enjoyed his visit to our show, right? Because he said some things that kind of upset a lot of the fans. One of the things was Premier League clubs have been meeting with the NFL and NBA since the 90s, trying to figure out how to get that revenue. And also, he said, I emphatically know. I know because I've spoken to them that if the Premier League were started today, there would be no promotion and relegation.
Yeah, he did.
They've always wanted to mimic, because here's the thing. The NFL and the NBA make more money than the top five leagues in Europe, including Champions League, put together.
Yeah. Well, they want a Super Bowl. They want their own Super Bowl, and they don't.
Yeah.
They don't have. I don't know exactly the case. Like, why would the Champions League final? Is the Super Bowl? Why does the Super Bowl make more money than the Champions League final? Do you know what I mean?
Commercials.
Like, it's just okay. So it's really that, right? So they're trying to find ways to.
But also the TV deal for. I mean, you gotta. It's gotta be difficult to try to. The TV deal is one shot in the U.S.
Okay.
You need one person to agree and everyone gets it. In Europe, you know, who knows what Romanian channel, you know what I mean? Who
knows? Yeah.
Know what I'm saying? Like, there's so much more you have to negotiate. But the difference is this was a play to get all of the world to watch the same way all of the world watches the NBA. And I do have a little bit of a bone to pick with somebody. First of all, the English fans acted like they were the only ones going through this. As if there weren't Italian and Spanish clubs. They're like, oh, yeah, this is going to destroy English football. The whole world plays soccer, dog. It's not just you, you know? And they're like, Gary Neville saved soccer. You know? Like, no.
They say soccer? They said soccer, right?
This guy did. I was watching. It's like, dude, people were protesting in Asia. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
They wanted the whole world to watch it. And it was probably the only thing that would have competed with the NFL and would have competed with the NBA. And these English fans that are like, well, I would never cheer for a closed league. And no, I would never want to watch the same team play the same team over and over again while wearing a Lakers jersey. You know what I mean? It's like, dog, yeah, stop it.
LCAB has a regular dude asks, how much more money do they make more than soccer? It's a good question. I don't know the exact numbers, but LCAB did mention, said, no coincidence that this comes up when there are more American owners of European teams. Yeah, they're trying to... They're bring that philosophy and that mentality. They try and introduce it into a place that is completely, their tradition is tattooed. You're not changing it. You got to find ways to work within this system. Like, the frustrating part.
And by the way, to that point, if Argentinian teams were involved in this, Fiorentino stands up in Buenos Aires and goes, we are starting a European Super. They're bang. This dude is dead before the word league comes out.
Okay. You're going to get, bludgeoned with a TIFO. All right.
He's going to end up arms out on a two stick.
It is. Look, this, and Fiorentino Perez is what became, especially Sunday night, Monday, he was doing the what is Chiringuito, the Spanish,
which is such a funny name, because I pictured like a guy with like bicycle horns on his lapel.
Okay.
And Chiringuito said, oy, that's all I pictured. Fiorentino, que dices?
It's what the Cooligan, a comedy soccer show, should be called, Chiringuito, right?
I think actually Colo Blanco, his cousin is a Chiringuito, right?
So the his suggestion of, like, you know, 16 to 24 year olds are not watching football, and maybe the games need to be shorter. Like, bro, what are you talking about, 16 to 24 year olds?
He said that the Super League would have been to football what because these kids are, it would have been just like how these kids play Fortnite and FIFA and what's next and do their TikToks. You know? He's just throwing out buzzword. What do you want to hear? I got it for you, Chiringuito. It's ridiculous. And I just want to point out, a regular dude said, but football is culture in the UK. It's not the only place. You're not the only country that plays this sport, and you're not the only country that was involved in the European Super League. Y'all ain't even in Europe. y'all want to claim this all about you? It ain't only about you.
It really was apologies for now. I don't know what is going on with them.
If only you had someone who lived with you that loved you and that dog that could get it to stop.
Give me 1 second. Alexis, take the reins.
All right, let me piss off the English. Saco lo blanco, but soccer chiringuitos. That's our name. Yeah, look, my point is, I get it, but like, you know, James Corden crying, all these people cry. Oh, Gary Neville. It wasn't the English Super League. It was the European Super League. And I get that the top six were involved, and I know it would have affected Europe, or I should say England, a lot. And I respect that. And I'm respectful of the passion that the fans have. But it ain't just the English.
Yeah.
Pep Guardiola came out against it.
Yeah, everybody. And even Jurgen Klopp, all the managers were just like, I don't know what this is. What is going on? I don't believe in this. So it's wild how, they made the announcement with no input from players, from coaches,
Why
fans.
Would you ask anyone when you know you're going to piss everyone off? I mean, people keep saying that. I wouldn't have asked the players and the fans.
They knew there would be some backlash. How come they had no game plan for the backlash? And I want to highlight.
Because they're rich. Rich people assume no one's ever going to come at me. What, a bunch of poor people are mad? Who cares? Yeah. Yeah. My apartment's too high up in this building.
They don't even really make pitchforks anymore. Where are you going to find a pitchfork?
torches? Yeah, they're going to release a couple tweets. Who cares? Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I just want to bring it with a word from one of our sponsors, Justin. You being Gully Squad. Oh my God. Gully Squad is the absolute incredible. By the way, if you're not a member of Gully Squad, what are you waiting for? Just go to soccercooligans.com/Gully Squad and join. First of all, you get absolutely amazing access to us, Christian and I. We're always in there. This is the place we focus on. We text back the most. If you want to share a picture of your pizza and say, yo, Alexis, roast them. Nah, fam, join Gully Squad. That's where that happens, in the Rate My Pizza room in our Slack. It's absolutely incredible. We've got stuff from comedy, coffee, beer, wine, liquor, food stuff, general stuff. They're coming up with the Gulliest Kit. Inferior Sports, which is where we talk about everything else. We got an MLS Pick'em going on in there. Music, pets. It's such incredible stuff. And by the way, anytime we have a guest, what happens is we post that in Gully Squad. They find out about it first, and it's cool that they don't leak that information. They're awesome people. And we ask them if they have any questions for whether it's famous coaches or players or a journalist, whoever it is that we have as a guest on our show. And those are the only questions that we ask. So if you would love to ask some of these famous people some questions, anyone from Zach Steffen to Landon Donovan to Michelle Akers, you know, legend in the women's game, anyone like that, if you've always wanted to ask them a question, the only way you're going to get a chance to do that is if you are in Gully Squad. So again, go to soccercooligans.com/Gully Squad, or you could just go to shoutstous.com. Join now.
And this is what was fascinating, the energy that was put into save football, right?
And look, to M. Sprout said, English teams were integral, in all caps, we can read, for the entire system working. Yes, England plays a significant part in world soccer. I agree.
Yeah.
But this idea that all of this was to screw over, you know, Brentford City. You know what I mean? This would have ruined soccer in Spain, Italy, France, Germany. Stop.
Okay.
It isn't always about what happens on your island.
Okay. Won't somebody think about Deportivo de la Coruña?
Okay. What's going to happen to Elche?
Okay. This is, the energy that was put in to fighting this. I mean, we have to talk about
everyone came out against it. Chelsea,
The Chelsea supporters literally stopping the team bus, arguing with Petr Cech in his face, and he's begging them, like, hey, this is not the way to do this. And this dude is a legend for your club. And like the thing that's frustrating, and a lot of people have made this point, especially.
No, I agree with that. I agree with stopping the fan buzz. Don't throw bricks through it like the Argentines did. But I agree with this, that you got to show that this isn't okay.
Fan XY, thank you for the sub. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you, baby.
The Breezy said, please think of Real Betis. Yeah, you can do it with any team. It's so fun.
Why is no one thinking of Union Berlin?
We have. But look, that the photos from that, from Chelsea supporters arguing with Petr Cech is really a fascinating photo and just images, because a lot of people have made the point about the fight against racism and how come the energy is not put into that. Like it seems like
100%
the images, especially with the Chelsea supporters, it is such a fascinating thing, because you see Petr Cech arguing and you see him say the same things that you see, people who argue and protest for racial justice, where you hear him say, no, this is not the way to get the thing that you want, right? And the irony there, but it really shows, and the images are pretty incredible, because you see Petr Cech arguing with like this sea of young white male faces, and you see them so angry, you see them so upset, and it's like, oh, the thing that gets them so upset is when you take their toys away, right?
Yeah.
And that is like the frustrating part, is of how quickly change can happen. When you want it.
I mean, an entire stadium in Italy is making monkey sounds. And they're like, I mean, I don't even know how to, it's just an animal, But you, God forbid, you want to create a super league. And then all of a sudden they're like, well, we can't stand for this.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's great. And I believe in what they're protesting for and what they're supporting. But again, change, things can change if you really want them to. And I think that's what this whole saga and this ordeal kind of, shows.
You say saga, not saga?
Well, I mix them up. You said integral. I say integral before.
I do say integral. wait, how do I say it? I just say however I
integral.
Want when I
you
want
say
it.
Integral. I prefer integral. But whatever. Okay.
And Mike Wonder put it out. Shouts to Bamford from Leeds, who called it out.
Yeah.
Who called out the whole thing, like, oh, well, we still got other things we got to fix, like racism in the game. I'm like, oh, well, thank you, Bamford. Yeah. All right. And then the Chelsea fans stopped his bus and were like, don't ever talk about that again, because we enjoy the racism. But as far as I'm concerned, one of my favorite parts of all this is that somewhere in the MLS, they were like, oh, I guess we're not so bad anymore. And then a day later, they're like, we back? We back to being the baddies here? Come on.
Look, it is a, this has been one of the things, one of the moments, I think, outside of a World Cup, where all of my friends that are non-soccer people are like, yo, what's up with this Super League? What's going on? Everybody's curious, asking for answers, asking if I know anything about what's going on. I don't know anything about what's going on. But there's no such thing as bad publicity. This is kind of one of those things.
Turns out you can get some bad publicity. And I want to give a shout out to Atlanta United fan, Michelle Paravani. I never get her last name correct. Mm-hmm. She messaged me. She's like, are you guys going to talk about this? She's a big Cooligans fan. And I was like, yeah, absolutely. She's like, I've hit my wit's end with American sports fans. She's English and living in Atlanta. And I can imagine, because a couple comedians, Chris Scopo in particular, who's just like a Mets and Giants fan. What I mean? Like, he understands that other sports exist, could care less. He's a Rangers fan, Mets fan, Giants fan. He was like, what's so bad about this? Messaged me. He's a kid from Queens. And I'm like trying to explain, like, well, there's like a bunch of league. Who cares about lower division? I'm like, it's not like baseball. Like, these teams have the chance to come up and play in the Champions League. Now they won't. And he's like, I just don't get it. Why are people so upset about this? And it's because to some degree, even American fans are like, well, then you're saying our sports are bad. You know what I mean? Like, all of a sudden we're bad.
Yeah.
Because American sports fans don't often think about the rest of the world sometimes watches what we're doing.
Because they win the World Series in baseball and compete with no other country. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, who was it? They were like, 2 years ago, the world champs, Golden State Warriors, like, they beat Real Madrid in basketball. Like, come on.
Impressive stuff. Yeah.
They've really been on tour.
I saw them at the FIBA championships. They were pretty good.
It's ridiculous.
I love that Mike Wonder just said, why would they ask an Everton fan? Okay, all right. You're going to come here with the attacks, all right?
You weren't asked to be in it.
Okay, all right. We would have said no anyway, okay? Yeah. And look, and it's interesting too, you know, the clubs that were there, you know, because it wasn't, none of the German clubs were involved. And a lot of people are like, applauding Bayern and all these teams. And it's like, they wouldn't have never stood for it. Because of the 50+1 rule, it wasn't even a discussion. This would never, Bundesliga teams have no, it'll never happen. It'll just,
you know, RB Leipzig was like, we know a way around it if you really.
Okay, we'll talk to somebody.
I mean, just hit me on the WhatsApp. Yeah. Okay. Hey, let me tell you this, bruh. When PSG don't want to do it,
yeah, dude,
fam, you need to rethink. Which when PSG's like,
PSG's literally like, it has blood on their hands, and they're like, nah, I don't want to be associated with you. Okay,
yo, they're literally checking the coordinates of a shipping container full of people to build stadiums. And they're like, nah, I don't know if this is the right thing. This might make us look. My God.
It is just insanity. I mean, the last couple of days, I mean, everywhere all the different takes. I've been consuming just all this information and news, and I'm like, I want bad takes. I don't want no good takes right now.
Yeah,
I want
enough for everyone coming together.
The worst.
Yo, let's hear some debauchery.
Because Alexi Lalas came in with the capitalist business. If this is a good product and this is the business model and it's like, all right, he's out here. He's like putting on like the suit. That like when they train attack dogs, you know what I mean?
Yo, he's putting on his flame retardant suit. He's like, zip, time to tweet.
Bah, 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 bah. Let me piss off some soccer fans.
Let me grab my most egregious keyboard for what I'm about to say next.
Like, literally takes it out of a suitcase. He's like, okay, I'm ready for this.
I'm gonna be honest, low key, he's not wrong. Like, I even heard people like what on the kickoff, Lawrence was like, I'm kind of, they used the term differently than I would, but he was like, this arouses me a little bit. Like, if I said that, you'd be like, shut the camera off, Alexa. Okay. Right?
You know? All right, keep it above the waist.
Jesus Christ. I guess a little higher above the waist. You know? But he was like, there's something like kind of exciting about this idea. And you know, he was still saying, like, I'm against it, but, like, I still think if this would have happened, if they would have said, who cares how people think, who cares about the protest, move on with it, and they actually would have passed this, maybe in a year or two, maybe three, it'd be the hottest property in soccer. And I'm not saying that because I would enjoy it. It's just like, what are you going to do, not watch it?
Yeah, that's,
you know what I mean?
And there, you know, I've heard those comments as well. People say, I would never watch this. I wouldn't support this. What are you going to do? I mean,
you're going to become a cricket fan, my G?
we are all addicted. Just admit it. It's a drug. Yeah. Soccer, football, you can't escape it. I don't believe anybody that was like, I won't watch it. You will. There's nothing
Shut
you can
up.
Do about it. Yeah.
Christian and I are against it. And if we got an email from the European Super League said, we'd love for you to come out and host the halftime show, we'd be there.
I'll say, B said, what's wrong with cricket?
It takes too long.
Too many commercials in cricket, right?
Got him. Sprat.
Bormann said it would be boring after 2 years, though. That's possible.
No, it wouldn't. People, you know, six teams have won the NBA final in the last 25 years. What are we talking about?
Yeah.
The NBA gets incredible ratings in Europe. Stop lying. It wouldn't get boring. You know why? Because they keep bringing in better and better players, just like the Lakers do, just like, you know, Golden State Warriors want to do, just like, you know, the Bucks can do. You keep bringing in better players. Stop it. Yeah. You tell me you wouldn't watch Mbappe versus Haaland, regardless of what jersey they're in? Cut it out. I don't want it to happen either. But if it happened, I'd still be like, yo, this is kind of lit. Like, it sucks no one else could be in this. Enough.
Justin Freeberg said, Cooligans ain't afraid to whore themselves out when the money is right. LOL.
No! I've said since day one, we chase the bag. Okay? I'm an Arsenal fan. Christian is an Everton fan. The one thing we're both a fan of is our bank accounts getting hit with them M's.
Right? Bro said, Christian, thoughts on our convo last night then? Because this is a different side of the fence than what was discussed last night. I was on a show, the Kyle King show, last night with M Spro. M Spro is a Wycombe Wanderers fan and a Manchester United fan, and
only one of those teams is real and wasn't in wasn't in Harry Potter.
No, he's I told this to M Spro yesterday as well. Like the emotion, the passion, the connection, the tradition, the culture, that his connection to his clubs is obviously present and there, and we all know how significant it means. And when you talk to someone from the UK and you talk just about their club, it isn't this, you know, waffly, you know, they're not like, oh,
they're not customers. No, it's a part of their culture. It's like the way they talk about like a grandma.
Yeah, yeah.
I respect the shit out of that.
I think, look, if the Super League did happen, the world would adapt in some way, whether it's people not watching it or watching it. Look, the quality.
You're telling me people in China aren't going to watch it because a couple English people are upset? Yeah, they could care less.
and that's the reality. It's like the clubs themselves, you know, the Premier League in itself.
Crimson Pizza said, my D&D character is a Wycombe Wanderer.
the Premier League. This is where I get frustrated. It's because the English fans, the pride that they have in the Premier League and in their clubs and being watched all over the world. They get the best players. They make the most money. They have the best of everything. So.
Can't win Champions League.
You're going to get input from other people outside of, you know,
your bubble.
The Stretford end. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, there's going to there's people in China. There's people in Thailand. There's people in the U.S.
People in Wisconsin.
They're fans of the club, too. You want to become this big brand. You want to get all the best players. You want to have this money. Well, now you're going to have to weigh in. Other people are going to weigh in. And that's a reality. You want to be the best club in the world? Well, the world is watching, and they're going to have opinions on it.
And guess what? There's more money to be made to market to the 4 billion people watching all over the world than the 40,000 of you in the stands. And that is the unfortunate truth, because in England, you have this image of the sport as being like me and my lads. We go get pies, and then we go stand there, and we chant for our club. And that's part of why we love to watch it, is because of the passion of the fans surrounding the pitch and that feeling that they're right on top of you. There's no stadiums like they're built in England. It's incredible. They feel like they're right on top of you. Like everyone in Italy has like the big racing track around it. You know, like it just doesn't feel the same. It's crazy the way it's built in England. But at the end of the day, is the guy who owns your club makes a lot more money because I'm watching than because you're there. You're a nuisance to them. And that's not me saying it. That's not even me saying it.
Yeah.
There's so many people have come up and said, you're a nuisance to these owners because you're not letting them develop it in a way that makes more money. And you know what? Good for the sport. Better for me. I get to watch a better product because you're there not letting them do it. But at the end of the day, they want more and more money. And a guy in China who wakes up at 3 a.m., I don't even know what time the game is on over there, wakes up at 3 a.m. to watch his Manchester United could care less that you've had season tickets since your grandfather went. It doesn't matter to him. It matters to him that the best players are on that field and that they're winning Champions Leagues or they're playing well. That's what matters to them. That's why all of a sudden people are fans of PSG. Where were you 10 years ago? You know what I mean? Why? Because they got Mbappe and they got Neymar. That's all it takes.
Yeah.
So these owners are like, yo, we'll make a lot more money when this is on TV everywhere. They should throw this up on YouTube, you know? Put it on Twitch. What are we talking about?
This is modern football. I mean,
I also want to answer Robert from LA said, Alexis, would you really like to see Arsenal lose 5-0 every week? Because that's why they were invited. All right, that's why Tottenham was invited. Don't throw me under there as well. Well, all
look,
right?
I mean, when you look at the clubs that were invited, the interesting thing is, I mean, the clubs that were invited were who has the most IG followers. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. I mean, it is
who's hot right now.
Who's hot right now? Okay, that seemed to be the only plan and the only merit for who quote unquote qualified for this. So it is a I mean, look, I'll add this because.
Mike Wonder said, I'm pretty sure Wickham has more trophies than Tottenham. Let's go.
We can't take for granted, if we're talking about the English fans in particular, because they were the majority of the clubs that were involved in this, we can't take that passion for granted. Chelsea is not Chelsea. Manchester United is not Chelsea. Manchester United without those people in those stands and that history. I mean, it needed to be built for the, you know, over a century to get to the point that we are now. This is why these brands are so powerful and so strong and people feel so connected to it, is because that's all they've known in that town for their entire lives. So, yep. And that is why.
And we're not diminishing that in any way, shape or form.
But that is what people take. And I think that's what foreign fans don't grasp or comprehend, that they don't even get to support that they don't get to support PSG with Mbappe in it if there isn't years and years, like the fans that have been there since the beginning and stuff like that. So,
and I just want to read M. Sprout. He said, when I spoke to Christian yesterday, he's throwing you under the bus this whole time. I was trying to talk as a Wickham fan as opposed to a Manchester United fan. I'm not stupid enough to not be able to see that it affects, would have had all of across Europe. But my local team, who I work for as a volunteer at 12 years old, that's pretty awesome, could have died because of this. Yes, but there's Le Havre in France would have died. Like, the point I was trying to make earlier is English fans are saying, like, yo, the European Super League would have ruined English football. It would have ruined football all over the world.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean,
it would have, by the way, the only reason, look, in 2026, there's going to be a Canada, Mexico, US World Cup. The only reason that league combo hasn't been announced yet is because y'all stopped Super League from happening. Because that's all not only been a rumor, I swear that's already agreed to. As soon as the World Cup and all three of these countries come together, Liga MX and MLS, including the three Canadian teams, are going to come together. I guarantee you it's going to happen. It might not now because of all this, and I still feel like it'll happen because Mexico's already talking about getting rid of...
The conversations are happening, and you know, we've
been... They might have already been agreed to. They're probably smoking cigars. Like, who cares what the English fans think? They won't affect our money.
We interviewed, a couple years ago, Dan Hunt, which is the owner of FC Dallas. He's also, his family owns, you know, part owner of the Chicago Bulls and also the Kansas City Chiefs. The Hunt family, been around, they're quite wealthy. And... It was a bit of a shock to us because this was what, 3 years ago? And we discussed, you know, a possible merger of Liga MX and MLS. And he was like, yeah, we've been talking about it. And at the time, I don't think any owner had publicly said that this was a thing that they were even like.
His chair zapped him when he was like,
Oh, Garber's listening.
No, in fact, he said, I'm excited about the possibility. We've had those conversations. It's gonna happen. Yeah. There's just no way to stop it. And honestly, it might be the only way to compete with Champions League in Europe. Thank you, Vinny Vincenzo, for the subscription.
RCAB said, "How would the European Super League have killed the local team in Wickham?" From RCAB, and M. Sprout said to answer that. He mentioned that as well when I was talking to him. It is the pyramid. Like, the money trickle down to these lower clubs. I mean, and look, even at, let's say, an FA Cup, when these lower league teams end up getting to play against, you know, Arsenal or whatever, like, this is where they make their money. That one game, that one opportunity means, you know, they could probably sign a new player or they can invest in a new training ground. So
training ground, yeah, fix something with their stadium, add seats.
Yes.
No, it's a huge deal. I love the way it's set up, and I've got absolutely nothing against English football. I'm a big fan. I love the passion the fans have. I love the fact that they were integral into stopping this from happening.
Integral, my point is, integral now? You changed it.
Oh, you know what? Honestly, they were essential into stopping it. But my point is that, like, if you watch any soccer YouTube or Sky Sports or anything that's from England, y'all would think this was an England-only issue. You know what I mean? Yeah. You're like, who cares about the lower league teams in France? We almost, my team, my okay. favorite
well,
club.
I think to the, you know, to M. Sproat's point, obviously we're in all in agreement. It is just, I think it's the British arrogance that Alexis it's is the more fact, criticizing. Yeah,
it's that the world spins around England, right, if right, you right. ask them, you okay. know?
I mean,
and by the way, it was Perfect Tommy who gifted the subscription to Vinny. So thank you, Perfect Tommy.
Thank you so much. It's absolutely
what do you think? I'm interested. What do you think would have happened if it went through? I think we would have had a South American Super League, a North American Super League, a European Super League, an Asian Super League, and then all of those winners would play in a competition. I think it would have killed the World Cup.
Yeah, so this is the main, you know, I think the main reason FIFA was so upset is because FIFA wants to control everything. Whether right. you, I mean, nobody, we're
but
not.
But they're doing such a bad job of it.
Well, so when you say, look, when you say a bad job, what do you think they are specifically bad at? Why do these clubs want to break off and do this, right? Because obviously they
have
want.
Have they actually punished anyone really for financial fair play other than Chelsea?
Okay, I'm saying that there are specific things that.
They can't control their own clubs. They can't, they don't make anyone happy. They don't actually follow their own rules. It's still wildly corrupt, but, UEFA but FIFA but from, on both ends.
But that's as supporters, I agree with you. I understand all those things. And but as if I'm Stan Kroenke, I own Arsenal. What is my frustration with FIFA? What do I want from them and from UEFA that made me want to join the Super League? Is it simply just money? They feel like they're leaving money on the table, and UEFA is not helping them get it.
Look, I think in any relationship like this, when you have a group of your most popular assets saying we're not happy, and the reason we're not happy is because the money isn't balanced in a way where we're spending so much, where we're bringing people to the sport, which is true. You've got to give these top six that, right? Like everyone said, if they would have left Premier League, no one would care about Watford versus West Brom. It just would not be internationally as sexy as, you know, United versus City. It just isn't, right? So how do you do that? I think Germany is a right example. And I think you've seen from FIFA, and I think you've seen from UEFA, this inaction, this inability. They're more worried about their own pockets than they are actually developing a system where the big clubs can get a bigger share of the money, but also split more of the money with some of the lower clubs.
Yeah, Nick Lay, a lot of people are saying... basically, money is the main reason. A regular dude said too much debt. Yeah, I did hear this, but Barcelona is $1 billion in debt. I don't even know. I can't even comprehend. You know, at like $2 million, don't you start being like, man, I'm $2 million in debt. Like, I gotta change.
Should I be worried? Okay. I had to scroll the screen to see the first number. I always know zeros.
Let's Grubhub. You know what I mean? Like, I gotta tell him something now.
I think I can make my own meal. And look, a regular dude put, dude, worthless games. The international games are shit. What the fuck is Nations League? Players are getting injured in worthless games, which costs money. I agree. I completely agree. I'm not saying international games are the ticket. You know what I mean? Yeah. I think part of the plan of European Super League was so that these players wouldn't play international games.
Yeah.
They don't want them getting injured.
Right. Well, maybe I don't know if that's like necessarily a perk, because I think for a player, they representing their country means more.
I think
to them
the owners, that's what the owners want. Yeah, no, yeah. The player dreams of winning a World Cup, not.
It's interesting. Board Martin said Arsenal and Tottenham want Champions League money. They don't want small teams from Russia in quote unquote easier league in Champions League when they have a better team. That's an interesting take, right? Because the teams that end up fifth, let's say 5 through 10 in Premier League, could be first in Russia. You know what I mean? Like,
they're better competition than Slavia Prague.
Yeah, the quality of those spots is diminished by those weaker teams.
But doesn't the Swiss model of Champions League kind of also solve this?
What's the Swiss model?
That's the model that they ratified that apparently would have appeased all these owners to not have to do this, where there's like, they can invite two teams that didn't even qualify, but still are, would be good, or like traditional Champions League clubs.
Yeah, like best third place, or, you know, how.
And like, there's less, the coefficient thing has never really worked. You know,
that's
it,
what,
would
how
have
it
solved
used to
that.
Be. Yeah, it used to be a couple of years ago. What, they changed it like in 2016 or something like that? Fairly recently.
Yeah, it's just across the board, it's just, I don't understand how it's, look, it's difficult. I'm not the one to make those decisions. No one's asked me to. Thank you for not asking me to. I don't know how you rate it, but I think if you just do the eye test, you'd be like, all right, this is, I'm sure, helpful to Slavia Prague the same way you made that comment about FA Cup. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, Wycombe Wanderers getting to play Tottenham, like M. Sprout said, was huge for them. That's even without the fans. Slavia Prague getting to travel, and I'm using them as an example. Fuck them because they're racist. I get it. But Dinamo Zagreb, as an example, and I'm a massive, everyone knows I'm a massive Dinamo Zagreb fan since my birth. Thank you for reminding me, Crimson Pizza. Dinamo Zagreb beating Tottenham is kind of like an FA Cup upset, you know, of a minnow, so to speak. And I'm sure Zagreb fans don't want to hear that, me included. But you sort of get those opportunities. But I think we would all agree, maybe Champions League is in the competition for that. You know what I mean? Maybe Europa is where you do that and let the bigger clubs play in Champions League as long as they earn it. But how do you decide you get four, this nation, this Nations League gets two? How do you decide that? I'm not
likes.
I don't know a better system. I just know that no one likes the system.
How many retweets you got? Nah, bro, you can't qualify. You don't qualify for this.
I mean, you know what? Everyone pull up your Instagrams. We're gonna do this the good old traditional way.
Just insane. Yeah, I mean, look, it's a fascinating turn of events that I think made everyone not only analyze what was going on, but it Yasminga00, thank you so much for the follow.
Thank you, baby.
It made everyone think about everything, about billionaires and capitalism and promotional relegation and tradition and culture and things being taken away. Pygor One, thank you for the follow as well.
Thank you, Pygor One.
All these things are, and this is why this game is so all encompassing and why there's so much. Yeah, again, it could be, you know, people complain, Colin Kaepernick kneeling during politics and sports. This, it's everything together. You cannot separate these things.
No, this involves everything. It's from food to politics to culture, everything. And M. Sprout said he had to go, but he did say that. Thank you for responding to my points. If welcome, I'd love to discuss this properly with you both one day soon. Have a great stream, and I'll see you guys soon. M. Sprout, you a G, baby.
Thank you.
Hopefully, we didn't piss you off too much.
Yannick Hugo Pride, thank you for the follow as well.
Fiorentina Perez to El Larguero. The Super League is not dead. We'll continue working on this project. Now it's on standby. This is the other part that I almost hate to say out loud, but I feel like the cat's out of the bag now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, all right, this is how this feels. This feels like a woman caught her man cheating on him. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And he was like, you know what? I'm leaving the family, okay? I'm going to go with her. And then the kids were like, no, how could you do that? They stopped his car. Peter Check came out and was like, what are you doing? Your dad said he's done with you. And then he was like, and then he had to say, you know what I mean? He was like, nah, you're right. I should stay with the family. Y'all don't go back to how it was 5 minutes before you were caught. You know what I mean? Now, like, there's something happened here.
I hit control X. It's all good.
Okay. Yeah, no, we good, fam.
Control
Command Z. And we went back. We undid, you know? And what I think now is the cat's kind of out of the bag. It's up to, like, Champions League and UEFA to try to figure out how do we get this to work more, you know, in alignment with what the bigger clubs want. They're not going to stop. Like, that guy's not going to stop his wandering eye. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's not how that works. Like, it's out of the bag now. Like, something's got
to
happen.
Captain Zesty just said, those 12 teams are dead to me. Billionaires don't need to exist, and this BS is further proof to me. Okay, yeah, I get it.
But don't fault the team, because forget, this was
the owner.
One or two people at each of the clubs, owner and GM or president, that were involved, Ed Woodward and the Glazers. This wasn't, you know, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer and Pogba.
That's why I want to take the conversation too. What does this mean for the future of these owners, these presidents? We already, Ed Woodward is gone. He resigned. because he had to resign. This is a situation
where you can't George Costanza walk back into the office after you try to coup. Bro, you don't get to go back to your presidential seat.
Can any of these owners, these presidents, any of these higher ups at these clubs, can they even go to matches? Can they be seen? How long do you think people are, will they be okay with this? Or how much time do they have to stay away from the state? Like, again, I want to point out Schalke, and this was absolutely disgusting. They got relegated. They lost their match against our Armenia Bielefeld. And then when the team bus got back home or wherever, so the supporters
ran up on the players,
and the players literally had to run for their lives. They were actually getting attacked, punched, and kicked. Insane. So this, I mean, look, we talk about the passion and whatever. Look, it can go too far as well.
Absolutely.
This is a perfect example. But when it comes to just the harassment that Stan Kroenke is going to deal with if he is at a game.
He's not going to a game. He doesn't even know where the stadium is. Bruh, he going from helicopter to from one mansion he owns to another. That's the problem with this. Like, this idea of, like, you know, I think Gary Neville said, like, the owners should be, like, custodians of the club. That's not how it works. You're brands, yo. These people want to make money. They're billionaires. Yeah. You need one of these. You need an Arsenal fan, as an example, that grew up an Arsenal fan who's now a billionaire. Like, the dude in Africa, I can't remember his name. Massive Arsenal fan, billionaire now, and he wants to own the club because he wants to see it win Champions League and all that. That's a custodian. You're not going to find that. If the Glazers sell tomorrow, if Kroenke sells tomorrow, you're not going to get a benefactor to walk in. You're going to get someone who's got a lot of money and wants to make more of it. He probably will want to spend, or she will want to spend, but they're going to want to make more money on it. You know what I mean? Like, this idea that it's just someone's going to come in and be like, I'm doing this for all of Manchester, the red side of Manchester. It ain't going to happen. And someone said, like, this is all the Americans' fault. Who owns Tottenham? Who owns Inter Milan?
Yeah.
Who owns Real Madrid? What part of Jersey is Florentino Perez from? the Americans are wildly to blame in all this. And I'm not going to sit here and say that ain't true. I'm not going to sit here and say it ain't even mostly the owner of my favorite club, Arsenal. Stan Kroenke seems to be the one in charge of all this, at least from a level down from Florentino Perez. But at the same time, let's not just blame the Americans. Yo, we got a lot of blood on our hands. That's for damn sure. But it's not just us. Nick Leish said he's from Kearney. Florentino Perez is like, that big Stasha sandwich is kind of nice, huh?
Insane, man. Look, there's still a lot to sift through and a lot to discuss because this has hurt a lot of people, broken a lot of hearts. People will not... They will not Glenn forgive. Said,
but Perez is from Jersey. Alexis from Jersey.
Where'd he get it from? This is going to be a stain on for the rest of our soccer supporting lives, right? You know, people are not going to forget this. But I am open to at least
Nick Leach said the North Super League. Yo, it's Ironbound versus North Ward 7 weeks in a row.
I am open to having the conversation of, okay, well, how does the game grow, and how do
we do need to go somewhere from here?
Exactly.
Right?
Look, I'm not into just being static and not changing anything. Change happens. The Premier League at one point did not exist. It's only been around since 1992. The format of World Cups are changing. The Champions League format is changing. There are going to be more teams involved. It is, there's the interest in growing the game and creating more people interested into the sport, creating more superstar.
Luke Stairdrew said, if you win the Nork Super League, you got a trophy made out of Taylor Ham. But I think, to your point, Christian, and a lot of people are saying this was greed. It was. But it wasn't just the uncertainty, because Moy Bien said the Americans didn't want uncertainty. I don't know that that's 100% true. That's certainly part of it. But what they really wanted is, yo, there's money to be made out there, and we ain't getting it. Yeah. And that's the whole thing. There's money out there to be made, and they're not getting it. And it's not going to the big clubs, but it's also not getting trickled down, if that even happens, to the smaller clubs. There is money out there left to be made in the sport of soccer, and they're going to figure out a way to go get it. Y'all didn't like this plan. Okay. Y'all may not like plan two, but they may be ready for your reaction. You know what I mean? Okay. Like, and that's what I kind of fear, is that what might be coming next might not be good at all either.
I just don't understand how Champions League is not the best idea ever. It just seems like it's all the best teams. They win.
It works for me.
It works for me. It's entertaining for me. Well, I don't know what the problem is. They make billions of dollars. I guess it's not enough. I don't know. FIFA. I mean, this is if we're thinking about mafia families, you know, when one mafia family.
And you know, I'm always thinking about mafia families, so go ahead. Yeah.
But one group, maybe they started selling that H and they're bringing in all this money. And then, you know, the head of the five families is like, okay, well, there's a lot of money being made over there.
The whole thing was, we don't touch drugs. We don't touch drugs. Wait, how much are they making on that H? You know,
okay,
what?
Okay, now this is a
We're
full...
touching drugs.
Okay. I got drugs all over my hands. Wait, how did I get here? FIFA has to handle you, Premier League and these leagues, these are the families they got to handle. They got to say, like, all right, here's a little bit of money to keep you quiet, keep you calm. I just want to make sure you're happy. And they're clearly not. And FIFA and UEFA, they got to figure something out, because
I haven't seen the number, but supposedly UEFA paid them all to get out of the Super League, the English clubs.
Really?
Yeah. Supposedly there was a big payment made to each of them, which I'll take a couple of bad, a couple of bad tweets.
All right, well, that's speculative. Please don't quote us on any of that. We don't know what's going on over there. Okay, we have to run because we have an event with NYCFC that we are hosting in just a couple of minutes.
Yeah, we got to go. I just also want to say, Nick Lidgman, stop at Rudd's Hut. Don't just wave. All right.
Everybody, thank you so much. If you're listening to this podcast, thank you so much for tuning in. If you're watching here on Twitch, if you're interested, we're doing a comedy night with NYCFC. Go to our Twitter page, at Soccer Cooligans. You can see the link right there. You can get tickets. It's for a charity. It's supporting City in the Community and New York Common Pantry, two great organizations that help families in New York, whether it's coaching, tutoring, and New York Common Pantry provides food for families all over Manhattan and in the Bronx. Literally, like, they bring food to people's homes. It's a great organization.
They also handed out masks, and they're helping with the vaccination process. So amazing.
Interested in that, come through. But everybody, thank you so much for joining us again on Twitch. Sorry for the shorter show than usual, but we will be back real soon. Probably be doing some watch-alongs and stuff, NWSL, MLS stuff. So please follow us on Twitch if you have not. twitch.tv/soccercooligans. And this Sunday on Football Sports Network, we have a new show, a new episode. Sundays at 7 p.m. is our new time slot. Tune in. We have Raheem Edwards of LAFC. You may remember Raheem. He won the MLS Cup with Toronto FC. Great dude. Super funny. Really, really chill. And we had a great chat with him. So check out our episode. Sundays at 7 p.m. Football Sports Network. Check out the show. And subscribe to the Football Sports YouTube channel.
We're getting texts.
Okay, we got to run. Y'all the absolute best. Let us end the show the way we normally do. My name is Christian Polanco.
I'm Alexis Guerreros.
And together, what are we?
The Cooligans!